Now, since Adam is otherwise occupied, I would like to introduce somebody else to you today. And I know this is a new thing that we haven't done before, but there's a very special guest that I wanted to invite up here to have a chat with you. Because this week we know we've had Adam out here. He's been explaining what we've been teaching the kids in at Hawk, and a couple of the conversations that we've been having in here has made us realise that there are a number of people that maybe don't go to church very regularly, or maybe did in the past, or maybe have never done that before. And so we wanted to interview Karen, who's just a newcomer here at St Mark's, and she's going to share a little bit of her story with you. So she's going to have the microphone, and I'm going to use my bossy teacher voice. And I'd like you to make her very welcome. Please welcome Karen.
Hello.
We're fighting with the coffee machine. I'll get my notes. Karen, how long have you been coming to St Mark's?
So I've been coming for about 5 years now.
Okay.
That's better.
And so growing up for you, what was it like growing up? Did you go to church or anything?
So I had a little bit of exposure to Christianity growing up. So I went to a Christian school. So I went to chapel regularly. So I heard all the Bible stories. I occasionally went to church as a child, but not regularly. So I was aware of it. I thought, yep, I believe in God. But that was about it. I just didn't really think any more than that. I didn't do much about it. I just thought, yep, I believe in God. That's all. Didn't do anything.
So why then?
So about 5 years ago, I lived just in Thornleigh, and actually some people from St Mark's, we go around occasionally and drop off letters, or in this time it was a newsletter. And so someone came and dropped a newsletter to my husband, who was home at the time, and we didn't really think much of it, but we read about the evening service, the 6:30 service, which has young adults, and we thought, that sounds good, why don't we just go along and have a look? So we went along one time. Thinking back on it now, I laugh, because God knew what was needed for me. There was a chocolate Freddo attached to the newsletter. So I'm a bit of a chocoholic. Those people that know me can attest to that. So my husband said, let's not eat the chocolate until we go along and see what this church is like. And we actually didn't, which was a bit of a funny thing to do. But we went along one evening, and we were just really overwhelmed by how friendly everyone was. And we thought, wow, this is a really nice group of people. Why don't we, you know, go back next week and see what they're like? And that's how it started, really. Just thought we'd see what it was like.
Yeah. For you. Can you tell us a little bit about that process
and what's happened? Yeah, so a few things happened. Probably one of the key things for me, not long after I'd been coming to St Mark's, the people here invited us to something called Jesus and Introduction. And so they still run them regularly, and there'll probably be one coming up quite soon if you're interested in finding out about it. And they're just a really casual course you can go along to. They helped fit it in with us because I was working on the weekends. And we went along for a couple of weeks. We read a little bit from the Bible. We didn't have to read out loud or anything. We just read a few passages, and it was an opportunity for us to hear what God had to say to us, but ask questions. So rather than just coming along, listening to the sermon and going home, we're allowed to really say, what do I think about this? I went along every week, and my husband thought I was a little bit crazy, but I had a full page every week written down of questions, because I'd go home and think, well, no, I don't understand that. I'm not sure about this, and this doesn't make sense to me. So I'd write it down, and I went every week with my questions, and some nice people here went through them with they took the time to help me understand it. Then they showed it to me from God's word. They opened up the Bible. They found passages that would explain the questions that I had, and I found that really useful. And by the end of that course, I'd actually come to put my faith in Jesus.
Okay, was that a bit difficult though? What were the things that were hard for you in that?
Yeah, there were a few barriers for me. So there are a few steps along the way that helped me, and it was not just one thing. It was a couple of bits over the years. Earlier, when I'd been going to uni, a friend invited me to a talk, and after the end of the talk, I thought, you know, I'm not sure about that. And so I went to her and I said, well, no, these things, they don't sit right with me. You know, lots of my family don't know Jesus. This doesn't sound right to me. And so she sat down and she went through the Bible with me and she found some passages that attested to that. And I'm sure the people that invited you here today could would be more than happy to do that with you. And for me at the time, I heard these questions and I thought, maybe, but that's not quite enough. And so God kept slowly working over time. One thing for me that was really useful was not long after we were coming here, we were running a series, a sermon series, and it was called Christianity Can't Be True Because. And you can actually still find it. I checked on the website. We've got a website, I think it's stmarks.com.au, and you can just Google, there's a little search box, and you can just type in Christianity Can't Be True, and all these sermons will come up. You can still listen to them. So for me, one of them early on was Christianity Can't Be True Because It Fails the Test of Science. And so that was really useful for me. I'm a pharmacist, and I really like to understand things. I don't like to just be told something and accept it. And so I could think about what I believed in science, and I came away from that thinking, wow, I'm really at peace in my mind. I don't have to believe in science or God. I can believe in both. They're not mutually exclusive. And so I could work through those questions that I had in my head. I remember finding out that at the end of his life, Charles Darwin was actually buried in Westminster Abbey. And I don't know for sure, there's different theories on whether he was a Christian himself, but the church actually said just after he was buried there, look, you don't have to believe in nature or God, you can believe in both. And for me, that was really useful to knit out the things about that were sitting not right in my head. And I came away going, yeah, this is good, I can do this.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so what's your message for us today? What would you like to share? Past you from 5 years ago, we're sitting here today, what would you like to say?
Yeah, so the biggest thing for me is I'd been growing up thinking I believed in God, but I just didn't think about it. I didn't think about what I believed. So what I would really implore you to do is to just think to yourself, what do I believe? Just sit down for a couple of minutes and think, what do I believe in? And you've really got nothing to lose by doing this, because you might think it through and go away, think, no, you know, I'm happy where I am, but you've really got so much to gain. For me, knowing Jesus has just brought so much to my life. I have so much comfort from that, especially now that I have a child, thinking about my child and how much comfort I have knowing that Jesus has always got our back. And it really just makes me feel content knowing Jesus. I would just really think, I used to think, I'm a good person, so I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person, and that's all that is to it. And after doing the Jesus and Introduction course particularly, I found it useful to think about, what is sin? You know, I know Jesus has died for me, but why do I need that? I'm a good person. I don't need someone to die for me. And that came away from that thinking, I understand a little bit more now. I understand what sin is. I understand that we all sin, but this is not something that we have to feel guilty about, because God's already done the work for us. So we don't have to be worried about it and try and fix it ourselves. God's done it. And all we have to do is accept Jesus as our Saviour, and we're good with God when we accept Jesus. And so for me, it was just thinking, why do I need Jesus? What do I believe? And then what questions do you have? So it wasn't just, oh, okay, now I believe, that's that. But I continue to question it. And still 5 years later, I continue to do so. So there's a few ways you can do that. If you come along to St. Mark's services, any of the services that you go to, they'll preach a sermon, but then they have question time afterwards. So you're encouraged to actually think about it for yourselves, have a read of the Bible, think, is what this person's saying, is it what God has to say about this? And you can ask questions if it doesn't make sense to you, or, well, how does that apply to my life? And it really, I find that really helpful each week. We also have at the door some gospels, free gospels that you can take away, and you can have a read by yourself if you want to and work out what your questions are. Or if you want, you can meet up with anyone here, would love to sit down and read with you from the Bible. Actually, one point that I found useful, back to the talk on Christianity Can't Be True, I've said a lot of people over the years use the Bible to answer my questions. And so one of these talks quite early on said, Christianity can't be true because the Bible's full of myths and stories. For me, this was a talk, so I'm a pharmacist, I really like evidence-based things. So I thought, if they're answering my questions from the Bible, so what is the Bible to me? And this talk looked at the evidence that we have for how historically accurate the Bible is. So even non-Christians agree in how accurate the Bible is, how it's been translated over the years. And I could go into a lot more, but I encourage you, if this is something for you, listen to the talk. There's different talks for the different questions that people might have. So for me, I thought, wow, the Bible does have things to say to me. And so you can sit down with a friend, you can sit down yourself, you can come along. This Sunday is a great Sunday to come along because it's called Super Fun Sunday, so there'll be lots of activities, lots of things for the kids and great food. But you can come any week and they're so welcoming here. When you come along, you don't have to feel pressure. If you don't want to ask questions, you don't have to, but there's always that opportunity to do so. So really the thing I'd say is just have a think about it for yourself. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Thank you.